know, I thought went really well when you considered Dominique's knees hurt a little bit, and Cheryl had to go to the doctor, and Tina's foot's getting better. We just helped all three of them out. And I thought when you consider that, that everything went good.
You've had more than a week. You've had 8 days off now from active competition. Were you able to utilize those 8 days as you expected or wanted?
That, you know, a lot's better. I had met Reggie Dixon, the former Globetrotter, and I just called him on a whim the other night and asked him to get up me some guys. He got me up a heck of a team here that's organized, and that's really improved us, and we've gotten a lot better. I'm really happy. The only thing that I'm unhappy with, I got five post players right now that are pretty salty outside of Tina Thompson and Michelle Snow. I got three young college players. I got Katie Christensen and Tori Phillips, and they're all doing a great job. Somewhere in here, I'm going to have to make the toughest cut I've made since I've been the Comets coach. And I'm dreading that, but otherwise, everything is from a positive.
And you say you're dreading it. Are you also putting it off as long as possible?
Anytime you have an unpleasant decision, that's what you normally do in life. I'm doing a pretty good job of that.
Coach, what do you really want to accomplish Saturday versus Washington?
What I'd love to accomplish more than anything would be to see if people could step up out of this difficult decision I got to make and kind of separate. Right now, one day it's one player and one day it's another.
Have you definitely decided not to play team on Saturday?
I don't want to say nothing's definite, but that's what it's sure like leaning towards. I don't, and Dominique thinks she's going to practice tomorrow. And I'm sure Cheryl will play, so I just don't want to take a chance with Tina nor with nobody. I don't want to take a chance with Dominique.